Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. In this episode of Safety School, we're going to chat about a simple method that helps us manage risk, and that is the hierarchy of control, otherwise known as the risk hierarchy. It consists of five simple pillars that help us minimize or eliminate exposure to hazards in the workplace, and it's very widely accepted as a means to manage safety within an organization and to help you go through your risk assessment process. The concept is widely known and adopted and still used in most health and safety courses when it comes to teaching people how to perform risk assessment. In basic terms, the methodology consists of five basic options that you can choose. It's often represented in a triangle, beginning at the top with the most effective method or option that you need to consider, right down to the least effective at the bottom. Just before we fire ahead with this episode, I wanted to take this quick opportunity to let you know about the free risk assessment video training course that's now available over at safety.com. The course was created by ourselves, chartered health and safety professionals, and you can join thousands of other students around the world in taking advantage of this amazing resource completely free. You can find it very easily, we hope, by visiting safety.com and clicking on the course tab in the top right hand corner, and we really look forward to hearing your feedback on the course. Oh, and one more thing, if you are looking for professional health and safety templates, real life examples and guidance, I'm excited to let you know that you can now visit Safety's online shop over at safety.com, where our only aim is to help you accelerate your health and safety performance in your business. Okay, now let's get back to it. So when it comes to risk assessment, the first option that the hierarchy of controls would ask you to consider is elimination, which in other words is physically removing or eliminating the hazard entirely. The second option is substitution. So that is replacing the hazard or the equipment, for example, with something else. The third one then is putting in an engineering control measure, which is isolating the people or the users from the hazard or the risk of harm itself. The next one then on our triangle as we go down towards the least effective is the administrative controls. This is effectively systems or management changing the way people conduct their work. And the very last and considered the least effective of all the five options among the hierarchy of controls is personal protective equipment, otherwise known as PPE, and I'm sure something that you may be aware of already or you've probably used yourself in some capacity, whether that be in a domestic or at home scenario or within the work environment. Now let's go into each of these five options in slightly more detail just to explain further what they are. Okay, so again then, the first option and the one that is considered the most effective in our risk hierarchy is elimination. So as I was saying, that's physically removing the hazard and completely eliminating it, so taking it away, and therefore it can no longer present a risk to anyone. A simple example of this would be, for instance, if there was servicing taking place of air conditioning units at the side of a building and you realised that the work couldn't take place unless the workers were put in an elevated position above ground. In other words, they're working at height. If you were wanting to eliminate this working at height hazard in the future, you may be able to move the units to ground level. Therefore, if there's any faults or any work that needs to be done for servicing on the units in future, the work at height issue will be completely removed. The second one then is substitution. As we were saying, this involves replacing something that produces or represents a hazard. So although it's similar to elimination, rather than entirely removing the hazard or the whatever it is that causes the hazard, substitution is more so replacing it with something that presents less of a hazard than what the pre-existing option did. So as a simple example, we could, for instance, be using a paint which contains lead, which has obvious implications for the health of the user. And if we replace that with a lead-free product, it is still paint, of course, but it does have much less potential to cause harm. When you're using a substitution as a method to control risk, it's always worth remembering and being conscious of the fact that sometimes you inadvertently bring something in as a replacement product which actually presents another type of hazard, so ensure that you're not replacing one hazard with another. The third option then, as we move downwards towards the least effective control measures, is engineering controls. This type of control measure doesn't eliminate the hazard, but rather it isolates people from the hazard and therefore the harm that they're subject to. Depending on the application, the monetary or financial cost of engineering controls can be a bit higher than less effective controls in the hierarchy. But with that said, they can be very effective and may reduce costs for businesses from incidents and accidents in the future. An example of an engineering control can be a simple improvement such as using a scaffold instead of a ladder, or if you decided to build a work platform rather than go towards using fall arrest equipment for working at height. Enclosure and isolation is part of engineering controls, and this creates a physical barrier between personnel, your employees, and hazards. There are many different examples of what may be considered an engineering control, such as an isolation switch on a piece of electrical equipment to a fume extraction system which removes harmful dust from a manufacturing process. The next one then down on the hierarchy hit list is administrative controls. These measures are just management systems which are intended to help control the way people conduct their work. Examples of admin controls can include work procedures, employee training, and even things such as the installation of signs and warning labels on equipment. It's worth remembering again that admin controls do not remove the hazards, but they are intended to limit or prevent people's exposure to the hazards by encouraging or changing their behaviour. And because of this dependency on human behaviours, we shouldn't rely on admin controls to form most of our risk control systems. And finally, one probably everybody is familiar with and the least effective in the hierarchy of control is personal protective equipment, or PPE. And this can include various things such as gloves, respirators, hard hats, safety shoes, safety glasses, high-vis clothing, etc., etc. As I said, it's the least effective means of controlling the hazards, and it's usually called the last line of defense because once you're wearing PPE, the risk is still there, the hazard is still there, and really it's just the last thing to stop you from getting injured or becoming ill. And with that, there's usually a high potential for damage to be done and for the PPE to be ineffective or the person not to use it correctly. And although PPE can absolutely be very useful in a lot of circumstances, we have to be cautious that we don't over-apply it, which may then result in it not being used the correct way. So that's it for a rundown of the five options when it comes to the hierarchy of control, which is intended to help you with the decision-making process when you're carrying out risk assessment and improvement. So the next time you're trying to make your workplace safer, you can use those five options, starting from elimination at the top, right down to PPE at the bottom being the least effective, to make sure you're considering your options step by step and getting the right results. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.